Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. Bow, 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 bow. Welcome to the podcast today.
Now, beep, beep, boo-doop. No one else is going to give a fuck about this, but amazing coincidence chat for Tony and I.
Yeah.
We're about to call Dubbo.
Really?
Before we hit record, for no reason, we were talking about the small Australian town of Dubbo for fucking ages.
Yeah.
And now we are calling Annabelle.
Annabelle from Dubbo.
Who plans weddings in Dubbo.
Do you reckon that everyone's hearing that and going, that's not a real place? It is a real place in Australia. It's the most Australian
sounding place in the world.
Hello, this is Annabelle.
Oh, Annabelle.
Can you just confirm, Annabelle, that Dubbo is in fact a real place and that's its real name?
Absolutely, it is.
Yeah.
I was just saying, Annabelle, to Ryan, actually, that Dubbo sounds like a nickname. Like, it sounds like the full name of Dubbo is like Double Doblin or something. And you go, yeah, out in Dubbo.
Yeah, nah, it's real, folks.
Out in Dubbo. We're in the outback, but it's okay. It's a major regional city, actually. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, I live in the country, Annabelle, so that's not relatable for me.
There's nothing more Dubbo than someone sticking up for Dubbo.
Yeah, that is Dubbo vibes. That is Dubbo. Yeah, yeah,
now,
yeah.
It says you're a wedding planner, Annabelle. Cool. Has it been a big wedding season in Dubbo? Are we heading into quiet time in winter? Where are you guys at?
No, we're about to start up again. So we've been in summer, which is a bit of a dead heat out here. But come next weekend, it's every weekend until the middle of winter. So back into it.
So if Melbourne's a wet heat and Perth's a dry heat, you're saying that Dubbo's a dead heat?
Usually a dead heat. Well, I mean, it can go either way. Lately, it's been quite a wet heat. We've been raining and everything, but at the moment it's quite dry.
Dry heat. Yeah, okay. But dead heat I like. It's very visual.
It's too hot to do anything. It's just dead.
Yeah, you're dead.
Yeah.
Dead heat.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I approve that. Annabelle, will you?
You're dead.
We approve that, Annabelle. Will you approve our episode for today?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, yeah, she's from Dubbo.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Annabelle from Dubbo, New South Wales, and I approve this podcast.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right, coming up today. First of all, hope you had a great Easter, full of chocolate full of hot cross buns and chocolate.
Yum.
Now that Easter has passed,
mm-hmm.
I can tell you about a time that Easter was ruined for 200 Western Australian children because of something I did. We'll get to that soon. I'm not proud of it. I'm going to close the internet after we've recorded and all good. All good.
Oh, well, then I maybe don't want to come in hot with what I've got to talk about, but
please.
I've got a moral question.
Do it.
That's been weighing on my mind since my boyfriend shared something with me.
His dick?
Oh.
No? Okay.
No. Nothing immoral about that. put the oral in moral. Sorry. Anyway.
Did you just think of that?
Yeah, I did actually. That's actually quite good. I didn't write that down. Yeah. I didn't know that this is where it would go, to be honest.
Yep.
Moral question.
Moral question.
Would you ever take someone's reservation or appointment?
In what?
So say like you're at a restaurant and they're like, oh, table for two for lodge, and you go, fuck, we really want a table, and just like take it.
Oh, because remember I took Bridget's waxing appointment, but that was agreed. Yeah.
Well, because she wasn't there, okay. Going to be there.
So you're at a busy restaurant, you panic because you don't have a booking. Someone yells out, yeah, table for two, and you just go, fuck, should we just snake them?
Yeah.
Fuck. No, who's doing that?
See,
because what happens if the other person's there? Or are they just about to walk in?
So I was so stressed about asking you this because there was part of me that thought you would do that.
Oh, it depends on the circumstance. How hungry am I? Where am I? Which country? What type of food? How expensive is it?
But
how long have I been waiting? What is the next best restaurant in the area?
But none of that matters. You just can't do this. You can't take someone's fucking, like, just no way.
What if you are, I'm going to say 12 minutes from dying of hunger?
Then surely the restaurant is going to just like pour some fucking breadsticks into your face.
At the table that you just took.
No, I don't think it.
What if you're in, you know how we wanted to go to Baltazar in New York just because it's like a place that gets talked about all the time.
Mm.
And you're like, this is our one night in New York, probably the last opportunity for the rest of our life. It's fully booked. It's a lifelong bucket list. I just want to like just tick that box.
But you don't think it is for the person that actually booked it?
To dog eat dog. What's that saying?
That is the saying, but like. I don't think you – nah. I think like morally – so you came in hot and you said, nah, you couldn't do it. And now you're like, oh, but like if it's Balthazar at 7 p.m. on a Friday night, like surely
you
do
it. I think extenuating circumstances potentially. But mostly no, just because of the – if the other person's there, then what do you say? They go, no, that's my thing. And you go, oh, yeah, sorry.
Well, so this happened.
When? Who?
The other day, my boyfriend Torbs is getting his hair cut.
Yeah.
And the place that he goes to, he's been going there for, he's like followed his hairdresser around. Like he's moved to a lot of different
barbershops. The other guy's been trying to get rid of Torbs by moving all over the city and Torbs just tracks him down wherever he goes.
Well, he's actually, I mean, this doesn't sound good for Torbs, but he's actually not his barber. Like he was like, oh, I've been cutting hair for 15 years. I'm like over it, want a bit of a different thing. He's like, in a band. So he's like, oh, I'm going to like concentrate on that for a bit and whatever. This is pretty cool. But anyway, so he now sees another guy. But so Torbs has been going there for a long time. They all know him.
Yep.
And it their place doesn't do walk-ins. Like you have to have a booking.
That's rare because a lot of barbershops now, they're like walk-ins only.
But see, I hate that because
and you're waiting around.
Yeah. Same. You can't plan your day because you're either like, oh, well, I'm going to go get my hair cut. The actual haircut is probably going to take 40 minutes, but who knows how long it will take to wait before that.
They always go, oh, it'll just be one sec, grab a seat. And you go, how the fucking long am I going to be sitting there for?
Well, I'm eighth person. Like there's eight other blokes sitting here and I can't.
Yeah, it's the worst. Yeah. So I like that he's found a spot with a booking.
Yeah, well, because I just don't know. I don't know who that suits.
It suits them. Because people don't turn up for their reservations and then they're sitting there like an asshole.
I guess I understand, but like from a consumer perspective, not okay.
No.
Anyway, Torbs is sitting there and he's like already got the cape on. He's 10 minutes into his appointment and he's chatting with the guy who's cutting his hair like, oh, yeah, like what are you up to for the weekend? Fucking whatever. Yeah. There's three seats.
Yep.
Torbs is in the middle. Mm. There's a guy to his left that's like almost at the end of his hair. Like he's been sitting there for a while. Yep. And then to the right of Torbs, there's an empty seat. 10 minutes into Torbs' appointment, this guy walks in and the other barber who's like not currently cutting hair, he's like at the register and like cleaning cups out the back and whatever. He kind of goes up to the front and this guy walks in, he goes, hey, mate. And the barber goes, oh, Christian? And the guy goes, yep. And he goes, oh, cool, man. Like take a seat. Do you want a beer? Or because they, you know how they do that now.
Yeah, whiskey and stuff,
He's like, I'll go grab a cape and like I'll grab you a beer. And he's like, yeah, man, all good.
Sorry, the word cape.
Oh, so, I mean like the hairdresser.
I was like, is he Batman?
Yeah, I'll go grab your fucking costume before we start cutting your hair.
So that just threw me. I was like,
sorry. You know
it makes total sense.
You know those kids' hairdressers though where you like sit in a car and they cut your hair?
I got sat next to a guy in a car the other day.
At the traffic lights.
Down in Rosanna. No, there was this kid in a little car and his mum was like holding up the phone, so he was watching Bluey.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's so cute. And then I had to sit on a chair without Bluey and I was like, this fucking sucks.
You like call your mum? You're like, mum, you're going to have to come and hold the Bluey up for
come
me.
Come put me in a car. Yeah. I don't think I would have fit in that car. But
that's
okay. Who's holding
the
Bluey? Yeah. That sounds really nice.
Man, I'll come and hold Bluey for you next time. Yeah.
Oh, great. Can I sit in the Audi when they do it?
Yep.
Pop that up on the thing?
Yeah. It's got that big screen in it. So we'll just put Bluey on that. Yeah.
So Christian's walked in.
So, and he's
Christian.
Like, Christian's walked in. And so he sits down and the guy like pops the cape on, hands him the beer. And as he's kind of like fucking around and getting started. Yeah. Another guy walks through the front door
yeah.
and like makes eye contact with the barber
yeah.
and he goes, "Hey man, I'm so sorry I'm late. I've got an appointment for blah time."
Yeah.
And the barber's like, "Oh, what was the name?" And he goes, "Christian."
How awkward.
And Torb said that there's this weird moment where everybody kind of goes, they're all looking at each other. They're looking at fake Christian, real Christian. Christian. It's like, you know that Spider-Man meme where they're all yeah. pointing at each other? And he's like, we're all sitting there watching this like unfold.
Oh, and Torb's he's literally sitting there and cannot move in the middle of
like,
it all.
And he's just like,
what do I do?
And like, so literally it's like silence in there. The music stops playing somehow. And like,
yes, because Christian O'Connell would have been playing the music, but he's
there's two Christians in there. And Torb is like, so there's this moment where they're all like, what? And then the hairdresser goes to fake Christian. He goes, "What the fuck, dude?"
Calls him out.
Yeah, and he's just like, "Get out of here." And he like shoos him off the seat.
Had he started chopping?
No. So he'd have the beard and
got half
cape,
a mustache. And he's like, "Get the fuck out of here."
He's got half a head of extensions installed. Just doesn't have the other half yet. And he just goes like, "Bro, what? Like, what gives?" kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the guy's just like, "Oh, yeah, like thought I'd try my luck or whatever."
So he admitted it.
And then the other guy's just like, "What's got?" Because the actual Christian, he's just walked in. He's got no idea. Yeah. And Torb's just "What the?" And he's looking in the mirror at his bub and he's like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, the eyes would have been darting around. Oh, yeah. Like,
and everyone's
insane.
Just like, "Can't believe what's happened."
Oh, my God.
And Torb's barber goes, "Oh, bro, that's like the third time this has happened this week."
Is it always Christian?
It's the same guy that keeps sitting down. I mean, I said to Torb's, I was like, "Let's give this guy the benefit of the doubt, fake Christian. Maybe the guy went Christian, but he thought he said, 'Are you a Christian?' And he went, 'My brother in Christ, yes, I am.'" And he sat down and gone like, "Alleluia, I'm getting my hair cut."
What about if Toni Collette is going to get her hair cut and she's running a bit late and you walk in and they go, "Toni?" And you go, "Yeah."
Oh, yeah. And then I go, "Well, here's my driver's license.
I am Toni.
I am Toni." That's what I thought that you meant.
So maybe fake Christian is just different Christian.
Just a different Christian.
Or Christian 2.0.
But he folded like a fucking wet paper bag.
He should have stayed true.
The second that they went, "What, dude?" He went, "Yeah, okay." And he just
and
like.
And fucked off.
Yeah. And
took
he
the beer?
Piffed. Oh, I don't know. Didn't get that detail. Torb said the hubbub in the room was too much. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And so we're talking about this and I was like, morally, you could not because, as you said at the beginning of this conversation, what happens when the actual person fucking rocks up?
All right, well, do you think it's better that he because the fact that he admitted it proves that he knew he was in the wrong the whole time?
But he didn't really admit it. He got caught out. Knowing that you're like the right thing isn't the same when you've been caught.
Yeah, so but I mean like it's not like he was confused or didn't get it. Like he knew the whole time that he was running a jig.
It's worse, don't you think? Because I'm like there knowing so full well.
Yeah, or if he comes in and goes, "Oh, sorry, you pointed to me and said Christian," and I said, "Yeah," and then we're sitting here and I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry, like got confused or something. Yeah.
I mean, he's just like,
And he's running this con around town probably.
I wonder how.
How many barbers has he gone into and like stolen a
booking? He can never go back to that place.
What's the limit? Do you know what I mean? Like if you do that for a haircut, like, I don't know.
All right.
You calling out bingo when you don't have a bingo at the bloody nanny's hall or whatever?
James, get ready to write this down. You know how I've got my list of stuff that Toni would hate to do?
I would never. I will quit before I do this.
On the list currently is go up to someone who definitely does not work in the supermarket and say, "Excuse me, do you work here? Where's the milk?" Another one is.
Where's the milk? I don't know. That chick.
Yeah, that fucking bitch at Dixon in Canberra.
Yeah.
I think you just turning up to random places and just waiting for him to go, "Sylvia," and you go, "Yeah,
sure." Because do you remember we were in New York City and I was trying to get my nails done?
In
New York City, Times Square, New York City.
Let the record show I walked into a barber in Times Square.
New York City.
And it was fine.
Yeah, well, it wasn't fine to get my nails done. Mm. And they were all busy. Like, but
oh, I'm not disputing that. I just didn't like her attitude.
Oh, it was really scary.
New York.
And I was like, oh, sorry, it's like pretty normal.
My name's
Melbourne.
Christian. Is there a booking?
Yeah, I'm a Christian. Yeah. I prayed for a booking. Yeah.
So he can never go back to that barber.
No, surely not. Well, I mean, would they recognize him? I don't know. Like, is he on a no-fly list for that barber?
I believe so. Yeah, he'd be no.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
He goes to get in the little car and they go,
No, sorry.
No Bluey for
Put
you,
Bluey
mate.
Away. Yeah.
Hey, it's Annabelle from Dubbo, New South Wales, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
With Capella University's FlexPath format, you can set your own deadlines, learn at your pace, and access most coursework from anywhere at any time. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Headliners, Ulta, Ray-Ban, and Canon. Rakuten is how in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals during Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th. The cash back rates are even bigger. I'll be shopping for Adidas and Fenty. You can save on everything you need for summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of Big Give Week's 15% cash back. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tapas over at our Patreon. Brianna Dawn. Good on you, Brianna. Becky Byrne.
Becky Burns.
Ow. Tia Thomas. No, just Burn. Not Burns.
My mistake.
Burnsy.
That's no S.
Tia Thompson.
Just Bernie.
Cam MS. Good on you, Cam. And Sadie Hudson. Good
Thanks,
on
Sadie.
You guys. Thank you very much for being part of our Patreon. Absolutely love to see it. Couldn't do it without you.
Speaking of Sadie Hudson, one movie that I'm watching on TikTok right now is the
Please explain what you mean by that.
So there's a lot of movies that I've never seen the full movie, but I just, in the wrong order, have just seen the entire movie on TikToks.
Do you know what that is for me recently?
Yeah.
Episodes of Grey's Anatomy.
Really?
Like big chunks of episodes of Grey's Anatomy, and I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm seeing Miracle on the Hudson with Tom Hanks and Aaron Eckhart about the plane.
The plane. Sullenberger.
Sully.
Yeah.
And it's fucked because Sully's a fucking hero. People need to get around it.
Okay. I haven't seen the film. Maybe I'll
Neither.
Get on TikTok.
Get on TikTok. Yeah. Now, I never tell this story before Easter because it's fucked. And I don't want
to. Are you sure you want to tell it now?
Yeah.
And do we need to, again, do we need to monitor who might be hearing this?
No.
You know how unspoken rule, never talk about.
Yeah. So the Easter Bunny's been and gone and done his thing.
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
Got a bit spoiled, me.
Did you?
Yeah. A few eggs. My favourite eggs are those lint bunnies with the solid ears.
The lint bunnies.
Because that can fucking shove that up my ass so good.
I tell you what I love, a crunchy bunny.
Oh, a crunchy bunny is good. I don't like crunchies, but a crunchy bunny's nummies. Do you know what fucking slaps? I don't even know if they still make. I couldn't find them over the Easter season.
Mm.
The Kit Kats with the Kit Kat bunnies with the like molten center.
Oh.
It's like multi creamy center because I bought some and it was just chunks of Kit Kat in there where used to be like full of.
That's not
and
right.
They were fucking unreal, but I couldn't find them this year. Do you know what else is really good? Those little Humpty Dumpties.
They are cute.
But the mini ones.
Yeah, don't get carried away.
Yeah, but the big one, it's just.
I don't
it's
like big eggs. There's too much air, and then you got to smash it and leave it in a bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you. So I can't believe that.
I ruined Easter for 200 Western Australian children a few years ago.
Oh, was it me? I'm from WA, God's country.
Maybe. So I was dressed up to like play the role of the Easter Bunny in a fun little thing.
Oh,
so I'm not the Easter
was
Bunny.
It an event?
The Easter Bunny's busy doing his thing.
She's busy, babe.
Yeah, so I dressed up for the Bunbury Surf Life Saving Club And Radio West, and it was hosted by Cliff Reeve, was this event. Oh. And someone at the radio station said, Ryan, can you dress up as the Easter Bunny?
For the event?
For the event. And just we're going to have a good time. There's heaps of kids going down there and we'll do a little Easter egg hunt and stuff like that. And I was like, sure, all good. And as you know, Tony, working in like regional radio, it's sort of like an all hands on deck.
Totally. Oh, there's an event on. Can you go and hand out the cans of Coke? Yeah.
All good. So I go, yeah, no, I can help out.
And also, is that a bit fun?
Yeah.
Because you go, oh, my God, like I'm there and I'm making the day for the kids and you're handing stuff out and that's fun.
Yeah.
And also, Bunbury Surf Lifesaving Club is fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like the actual venue, like all those windows across, like it's stunning. Beautiful. Yeah. So that wouldn't have been far from your old place.
Very close to my old place.
Just down the road.
Yep. Now, here's what they didn't tell me beforehand. Because it was the Surf Lifesaving Club, they said, we'll pick you up from near my place at the Hungry Hollows in the dinghy, because what an entrance for the Easter Bunny to turn up on by boat.
Hang on, sorry. What are you, fucking Italian? You're in Venice? What are you doing? Rocking up in a boat?
No, but it's a Surf Lifesaving Club. Like, of course, you come in on the water.
Do you want to borrow my paddleboard?
I heard it's free.
Could paddle across.
May I remind you, so I'm like dressed up as the Easter Bunny on this day. So I'm not the Easter Bunny. I'm dressed up as the Easter Bunny for an event.
For an event. The Easter Bunny is busy.
Yeah, he's so busy.
So far. Laying all those eggs.
Is that how it works?
Actually, I said that and now I don't know.
And now
bunnies isn't eggs, is it? That's a pouch. Don't have a pouch.
You're thinking of a kangaroo. God,
please, can we cut this out? I really don't want anyone to hear me say that. No,
you're thinking
bunnies
of a kangaroo.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
What's a bunny do?
They just give birth.
Oh, like a marsupial. No, that's a pouch.
Aren't we marsupials?
No, we're mammals. No, we're going to prison. Oh, we are so stupid. No, we're mammals, like a dolphin.
All right.
A dolphin's a mammal?
The dolphins have eggs?
No, dolphins don't lay eggs. They birth a human live young. Not a human, obviously. Sharks, though, they lay eggs. Isn't that crazy? Have you ever seen a shark egg? It's hell intense. It's like a big spiral. So what does a bunny do? What does a bunny do?
I didn't research this because I didn't think this is where we were headed. According to folklore.
The Taylor Swift album, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, they do lay eggs. Colourful eggs.
Easter gear.
Good to know.
No.
So I'm in the Easter Bunny.
He's laying eggs. Sorry.
I actually feel a lot more comfortable about sharing this story because I know despite how fucked this story is going to be, nothing is going to be as bad as that.
Yeah. Ryan just asked if we were marsupials, so I mean,
that wasn't the worst part.
It's not looking good.
I knew it started with an M. All right, so I'm dressed up in the bunny suit, and if anyone hasn't worn a bunny suit before, let me tell you, you can't see anything.
Oh.
Like there's sort of like a little mesh thing through the mat, but it's pretty much.
Because it's the big head.
The big
paper mache head kind of vibe, isn't it?
I don't know, paper mat, but yeah, like it's a big.
I've made a Cookie Monster costume and that had a paper mache head, so that was
It's
just
essentially
my
like you're
reference.
The mascot at the football or whatever.
But
like
it's
that.
The big, huge thing. Yeah.
And so you can't really see except there's a mesh bit in the mouth, but it's like I can't expect the vision is you're at 3% vision.
Oh.
Like it's horrible. And you're on a small dinghy on the ocean.
Oh, I forgot about the boat.
So you're bobbling up and down and you can't see anything because you're in this suit. So you're just like.
Were you driving the boat?
No.
Someone else is driving.
The surf lifesaving guys.
Of course.
So they just go sit on the edge of the boat and you're like, hold on.
On the edge, side saddle.
Side saddle on the thing. And then they'll go, we'll take you out to sea. And then when we get the call, we'll like come back around into the bay and then you'll like surprise the kids. And so then they're like, Roger, oh no, the kids are still about to do this other game. So you just hold out there for a second. So we're just like out in the ocean and I've got this head
shark
on.
Shark food.
Just bobbling along.
How do you go on a boat? Are you all good? Okay.
Sea legs aren't that strong, but I don't think anyone's sea legs are strong when you've got a big thing on your head.
And it's
also a pretty hot day in Western Australia. I'm starting to sweat in the suit, and I don't know if the sweat's from the heat or from the seasickness. Like, because I'm like a cold sweat or a hot sweat. I don't know what kind of sweat it is, but I'm sweating.
Yeah.
So finally we get the call, come to shore. So we come in and they kind of like, you know how they kind of like hit the sand? And then you got to jump out.
Yeah.
So I jump out and the angle, the feet of the suit are just splashing around in the sand and the water and it's gross.
It would have been so heavy. Yeah. Like it's getting wet.
Like if you ever swam in clothes.
Yeah.
You do that, it's like, it's heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, I did my bronze medallion. Yeah. You have to jump in the pool with clothes on.
And so when I get off the beach, this one kid goes, look, it's the Easter Bunny.
Oh, and so you're like, it's all worth it because they're excited.
200 kids come running over to me. Now kids, love them.
Love them.
But they're handsy as fuck. They're grabbing pulling stuff, they're doing stuff and all this thing. Now, here's another thing. No one mentioned the boat part in advance.
Yeah.
No one also mentioned that the Easter Bunny isn't supposed to talk when he's in the suit. Would that be a given or?
Nah, I don't actually think so.
Yeah. Okay, because I wasn't briefed on that I wasn't supposed to. Apparently you're not supposed to talk.
I guess most mascots don't talk, do they? I met SpongeBob the other day and he didn't talk.
Where'd
but he talks in real life.
Where'd you meet SpongeBob?
It's private.
Okay. So these kids come running over. They're grabbing at me. They're going, Mr. Easter Bunny, will you be my friend? And because I've just got off the boat and all these people are chasing me and I'm sweating, I'm like, I'm fucking struggling. And so I go, yeah, I'll be your friend. Just do you have any Gaviscon or Travelan or like?
You don't have any water, mate, do you?
Yeah, water would be great. I don't know how to drink it in the suit, but I'm fucking parched.
Oh, mate, you broke character. Well, that's the one rule.
Well, I feel like Easter Bunny is allowed to have water.
No, but like you're supposed to go, yeah, and I'd love some water or something, you know.
Am I allowed to have some chocolate?
This is the kids.
Yeah. I go, oh, I'm not, what do I look like? Paranoid. You let have chocolate? I don't fucking know. Just give me a sec. Fuck. Because they're like, when I arrived at the sand, I had to get up to the Surf Life Saving Club.
Yeah, to do the.
But there's 200 kids in the way. You know how that is to navigate when you can't see?
Yeah.
Mr. Easter Bunny, why do you have a floppy ear? And I was
That's cute.
I don't think it's supposed to be floppy, but I think it's the salt water and it's sweating. And I don't know, but good question, kid. And so I'm like trying to get up there and then. I finally get to the top of the stage and Cliff Reeve is hosting Radio West, Triple M's Finest.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, hey, kids, like the Easter Bunny's here. And I was like, yeah, it's fantastic. And then I thought he was inviting me up to like say a few words because, again, I didn't really know that like I wasn't supposed to. Because I just thought, like, oh, hey, thanks for coming down, everyone. You know,
Happy Easter.
We're about to do a little treasure hunt, so get ready or something. And as soon as I got up on stage, I don't know if it was like the height mixed with the seasickness and the sweatiness.
No.
I threw up in the suit.
No, you did not.
So I got the mic and I was like, thanks, Cliff. And he was like, why are you taking the mic? I was like, thanks, Cliff. So the thing about Easter.
No way. Why has your voice gone that deep every time you're the Easter Bunny?
Oh, see, the sea. It was
the sea.
It was the sea. It was the motion.
I was hardened at sea.
Yeah, I was no good.
You threw up.
Yeah, but the good thing about throwing up in the suit is that no one can see that you've thrown up. They can hear that you've thrown up. In time, they'll be able to smell that you've thrown up, but they can't see that you've thrown up because it's inside the suit. So that's the good part of the story. Can you guess what the bad part is?
Oh, I mean, none of those sounded that good to me, but.
Well, it's good that they don't know that you've thrown up.
But they can hear it and smell it.
Yeah, but what's the bad part?
That you've thrown up in a suit that
you're
wearing?
It's in the suit, and so am I.
Yeah.
And so then it started leaking out of the ankles, like coming out of the bottom bit. Like coming out of the bottom bit. Yeah. Yeah. And then I think, did you ever work with Kat? Kat Tibbetts?
Yep.
Yeah, so she was, I think she was like, oh, I think he's fucking struggling.
Oh.
And then she's like, oh, Mr. Easter Bunny, do you want to come back inside to the change rooms? And I was like, and then she had to like peel the head off me and it kind of dripped a little bit. And then, and then like.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Cliff announced like, oh, the Easter Bunny is not feeling too well, everyone. We'll just do the treasure hunt without
too many chocolate eggs. Yeah. Oh.
we couldn't return the suit.
Yeah. Pretty sure that suit, though, was still there.
In the Surf Lifesaving Club?
No. Like, it's still part of the radio station thing.
Oh.
Because someone dressed up in it. Yeah. So I don't know if that had been through the dry cleaner.
Well, I hope
the
so.
Wet cleaner, hopefully.
Yeah. The damp.
Yeah.
Full.
Yeah.
Full, out to ocean berry.
Yeah. Viking funeral. What's that funeral. Cleaner? Yeah. What's that?
Viking funeral.
When you put it on a boat, then you fire a flaming arrow at it and it sets it on fire and it burns at sea.
I don't think that would be enough.
Torbs once said that that's what he was like when he dies.
Okay. I'd like that. I don't want to be buried in it's case I'm still crazy. Alive. It's
pretty crazy. Oh, no, me either.
Yeah. Unless I'm shallow buried with a door on the a handle on the inside.
Nah, I think I'd just like to be cremated.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah. No handle required.
Okay.
Anyway, well, Easter Bunny chat, cremation chat.
Yeah. So happy Easter, everyone. Do you now know why that's I try to so save that till after Easter?
That's so upsetting. I can't believe I've never heard that story before. That is crazy.
I can feel the thickness in my mouth.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
It's just.
Don't say that.
Am I allowed to have the chocolate? How the fuck would I know if you're supposed to have chocolate or not?
I don't know, babe.
Some people have dietary issues. And you could be one 20? Of them.
Like at the time, I'm guessing you were like 25 or something.
Yeah.
So you're like, I don't have kids. I don't know. Like,
yeah, but every kid's different. I don't fucking know. Who do you think I am? The fucking, yeah.
Well, surely you'd just be like, yeah, ask your mum. I don't know. Oh, but then, you know, what if that little kid was me? And you go, ask your mum. And he goes,
she got Viking buried.
Yeah. she actually was cremated.
Or if I go, yeah, all good, and then they eat chocolate and die, and then the mum's like, why did
they
eat chocolate?
Are you liable for that? Yeah. Fuck. PC gone mad.
The people versus the Easter Bunny. what do you love to see, Tony Lodge?
Our mate Kate sent this through on Patreon.
Yeah.
Kate says, I've got a you love to see it. The 15-year-old I've been help raising since she was 5 months old has grown accustomed to me listening to Tony and Ryan when I drop her off at school.
Legend.
This past Tuesday, so last week, I didn't have it on and she goes, oh, no Tony and Ryan today? So that's I immediately sweet. Turned it on and she's grown to love laughing on the way to school, especially if she's like a bit stressed about like a test or something that's going on, and you kind of like get that pep in your step, like gives you the bit of power to get through your day.
I listened to Tony and Ryan before my exam on Monday.
Did you?
Just take the edge off.
How was that?
The exam or the listening to us?
Either. Well, to take answers
Podcast
to both.
Podcast was great. Exam was rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how do you reckon you went?
I passed.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Don't know by how much, but I think I've got enough
good.
To get over
that,
the line.
That's all we need. All we need is a C.
Yeah, I think we'll know next week or the week after. And as we've said earlier, no news is bad news.
Yeah. So Kate says her name is Gabby. Thought you'd like to know that you're impacting the youth with shitting in public stories, throwing up in Easter Bunny costumes, and expanding her knowledge on what's normal or what's nah. So hey, Gabby, and thanks, Gabby. Kate, for sending that in. That's awesome.
I do love to see that. Thank you very much.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Tarpa Casey Luck.
Casey Luck. Oh, what a great name.
Yeah, the Tarpa community is lucky to have you, Casey.
Ooh.
Now, Casey's local newspaper in Tennessee is the local expositor, something, you know, those words that newspapers
exhibitor?
Use. Yeah, some one of those. I think it says expositor, but that sounds like something you do in an Easter Bunny suit. But you know how like newspapers just have those words, like chronicle? You know what I'm saying. Anyway, they're celebrating National Engineers Week.
Of course, I'm aware of that.
The paper did a post on their Facebook page saying, post a photo of your special engineer along with their name and title. Help us. Help us celebrate those who contribute to our everyday lives. Now, Casey has posted a photo of Tony Lodge, and the photo he's chosen is Tony dropping his shuckers out the front of the Waffle House in Tennessee, which is local areas, and wrote Tony Lodge, audio engineer. So have a look here, Tony. There you go.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
And can you confirm that says
expositor. Yeah. Yep.
There she is.
Oh, Casey, good on you, mate. Thank you very much. It's nice to be recognised for what I contribute to the community in Tennessee.
So happy National Engineers Week.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, I wondered if anyone was going to bring it up because, like, it's, you know, pretty hurtful, like, to not be
recognised. So what was the author award, the Goodreads?
The best favourite book in Australia, favourite Australian book?
Yeah, so
Australia's favourite book.
Australia's favourite book. Or something. Slash.
Which I won, by the way. Thank you so much.
Slash being recognised for National Engineers Week with a photo of you dropping shuckers at the front of Waffle House.
Why did I shuckers so much in America?
I don't know.
It was like I was a different woman.
I think it's because we'd just recently been to Shucker Brothers in Auckland, New Zealand, and you're all shucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shuck me.
Well, the shuck and suck, I believe, was the
phrase what we used
late on a Friday night.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for sharing that. That's
what's
awesome.
What's a higher honour?
Oh, both really will be going in my family newsletter.
Fuck that Waffle House photo, especially during engineer chat, just really fucking hits hard.
Yeah, but I mean like.
What of it?
I'm a cool engineer and I've always said that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening, even though we talked a lot about Easter Bunny vomit suits.
Oh, did you hear that? I think there's some mail arrived for Tony Lodge tomorrow.
What?
Yeah.
Some mail?
Yeah. I think it's just arrived for you.
Mail for
yep.
me?
Yep.
What is it? Is it a bill? Because I'm like.
There is no bills.
Remember the thrill when you're a kid of like checking the mail because maybe there'd be a birthday card yep. or like or something like that? Now.
Bills.
Leave that fucking letterbox closed. It only delivers bad news.
Dear Banks. Stop sending me a letter asking me if I'd like to go electronic only. I've already said yes every fucking time.
Yeah.
And then you send me a piece of paper confirming that I'm no longer receiving paper. And then 2 weeks later, you send me another letter saying, hey, did you want to cancel this piece of paper? I already fucking did.
And I've already got the piece of paper. So it's actually, it's moo. Anyway, love you.
Love
sorry.
You.
Oh, we've jazzed up.
Mr. Easter Bunny.
No, we're off to the footy today.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Yep. So we'll see you in Tony's box if you're coming in my box this afternoon.
You know what? It's been a great long weekend, but knowing that I'm going to finish by coming in Tony's box is just really going to tie off a great weekend.
That's what Torb says
now,
every weekend.
We should have talked about this earlier, but are you going to drive? Because a part of the box is like open bar.
I don't think so.
You're going to catch a train home or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
Give
so.
Give it a nudge. Get
yeah,
our money's
Taiwan
worth.
Fucking Taiwan on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Fucking. Cost a bit. Might as well.
We've already paid.
We've already paid. Be rude not to.
It cost us money not to drink.
I'm looking forward to those little food. Because there's all those little finger
little
food
buffet.
In there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
Get it.
All right.
Might be some football today there as well. Who's to say? Who's to say? All right. All right. Have a good day, everyone. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
Bye.